All right, so this is part two of Roadhead. Story time. So, after getting the pre-cum all in my mouth is salivating, so my hand, I'm able to fucking lick it from palm to tip, drenched. And I go in there. I make sure that the balls are nice and saturated in my saliva, and I tuck it in, and I bring it forward through, and just drag it. It's so nice. And this is one of the individuals that is a contributing factor to why I like bigger balls. Because if your balls are nice and low, you can, it's an extra sensation, not only for the balls, but for the shaft. And I start working it. I work the shaft with the balls. And of course, everything's kept very lubricated with spit. I'm working it. And then I go down and I give a nice hot breath to the head of his cock, and I feel him lunge forward a little bit, a restrained, of course, by the seatbelt. And then I let the saliva drip out of my mouth, even more hot than my hot breath, coating the tip of his cock. And it flings a little bit back, not spit back, like the recoil off that isn't that potent, but you know, it's a little blap. Anyways. So I go down and I roll the tip of my tongue around the head, and I go slowly in circles down, down until I'm engulfing his entire head into my mouth, and then go further down, take my hand where, you know, I'm not quite ready to gag on it yet, because that's like where I want him to push on through and forward. Anyways, I go down and I just suck all that saliva off and all that's in my mouth before I swallow it. I drip it all back down and I work his cock. Oh man, this boy, he is having a hard time. We're on the highway and we start to slow down. And I'm looking, I'm like, we have to go with the flow of traffic. We can't sit here and because we're going to draw attention to ourselves. And your windows aren't exactly super tinted, so we may want to go the recommended speed. And yeah. So getting back to work, working the cock. I'm letting my fingers drift just to the asshole, just a little bit to circle around. Once again, everything is nice and lubricated with saliva, my saliva. And I'm just making circles, testing the waters. He likes the stimulation of a rim job. He does not like penetration. So I was like, okay, because it, you know, you can tell, like it's just a soft nudge or anything like that, or there's soft moans that would indicate which he did not. But the rim job, he loved it. Wasn't really a rim job, it was just a finger rim job. Anyways, continuing to work everything, and I'm going a little bit faster. I'm congratulating him with being able to keep the speed limit, and I'm going faster and faster and faster. And he's getting into it. He has his left hand on the back of my head, and he's starting to cram it down. And he lets out this like this really deep chuckle whenever I'm putting on it, and I'm like, it's hard for me to, you know, get good air. And then I pop off and like, and he's like, good girl. And then he slams me back down, and oh God, it was good fucking stuff. And I'm going up and down, up and down. And then, you know, I'm not totally sure what's going on in the meantime, but before I know it, we're pulled over. Like I'm really enjoying it. And I guess he found a nice rest stop. I don't know, because before I knew it, we were just stopped. And he has both hands in the back of my head and he's fucking going at it. He's thrusting up, seatbelt is off. He's thrusting up and whatnot. Biggest goddamn load. Holy shit. It doesn't come out my nose or anything, but, I do, it goes down the wrong tube, right tube and wrong tube. And whoo-wee, that was a mess. But cleaned it up. I did a good job of everything that was not in my mouth and whatnot that's dripped to the side. I went about cleaning up real fast, sucking it off. And he, you know, at the end of it all, had a completely cleaned off cock. We are still friends today. He still talks about it today. And I just get this big smirk, this huge smirk on my face, because I'm all like, those are good goddamn times. I don't bother to ask him if he's ever had an experience like that again, because I'm not about fluffing my ego like that, but I'm sure he has. But it's a good memory that we reflect on.